Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're listening to us at home today, maybe you're off enjoying the Easter break, or perhaps you're stuck in work, tuned in and already dreaming of those summer holidays. Ciara Mooney, who's the owner of Freedom Travel, is with me here on Lunchtime Live this Monday afternoon to give us some travel hacks. How can we possibly, Ciara, manage to find a cheap holiday? Where do we start?
Well, Andrea, I'm currently over in Germany at the moment, and I got a fantastic deal on a two-night river cruise.
Go on.
So I'm just out there flying into Frankfurt, and I'll be flying out of Düsseldorf. Well, I'm actually flying out of Cologne, and that was one of the hacks, because Düsseldorf was working out much more expensive. So I'm going to hop on the train, go to Cologne, and then fly out to Cologne in 2 days' time.
Yeah, well, Düsseldorf to Cologne isn't too far of a journey, though.
No, it's only half an hour, which is great.
So that works
okay. And much better value.
Yeah. How's the river cruise?
Oh, I love them. Absolutely love them. This is probably my fourth. And what I love about them, Andrea, is that literally gets you into the heart of the city. So from the main train station now in Frankfurt, it took me literally 10 minutes to get to the river cruise itself.
And you don't have to contend with concerns then about high seas and waves and all these horrible videos you see on TikTok.
Absolutely. I literally walked on. They asked me to take a picture, and then I'm in my cabin and everything within the space of less than 5 minutes.
Right.
As opposed to sometimes the cruise ships where you could be waiting, and I've had it before, for about 2 or 3 hours to embark.
Okay. So, yeah, something to definitely consider. You don't hear too many people talking actually about river cruises, so maybe that might be a new innovative way for people to try and get some good value. So tell us about booking holidays, because I know people are concerned about maybe, with everything going on with prices at the moment, the situation in Iran, like it's likely that less and less people are probably going to travel to the States and to the UAE. So does this mean the European holidays are going to jump in price this year?
We have seen a bit of a jump now, I won't lie, in relation, because obviously it's people that would have been doing the Middle East and America, and now we've had some people cancelling. But to be honest with you, with the likes of America, the prices have gone down. So it's a very good time to be travelling. So when you find that people aren't going to someplace, that's the time to get the value. But in Europe now, Andrea, there is an awful lot of demand, especially on kind of like the main tourist resorts. But what I find travelling now myself is once you get slightly off the beaten track, like last week I was over in Rome and I took a train about an hour and a half to get me to Gaeta. Now, Gaeta for me is like another option if you have people that want to go to Sorrento, and it is a fraction of the price.
Okay.
So there's a lot of destinations that people don't realise. Like, say, for instance, Trieste. You fly into Italy. Like, Trieste is a beautiful city. I definitely recommend it. But from there, you can take an hour-long bus, and that'll get you into Ljubljana. So you're in Slovenia. And Slovenia is much better value than, say, the likes of Croatia, for example. So it's just being kind of more open-minded to the different destinations that are out there that not everybody is going to yet. They're kind of like these little undiscovered gems that once you find them, it's like Albania. I was in Albania there 2 years ago, twice. And the value for money there is incredible. Like, there's a resort called Durres, and it's only 20 minutes from Tirana Airport. So for a beach holiday, for families that are looking for fantastic value, Albania is another option. And now direct flights with Ryanair. So it's kind of a no-brainer. And you could do a two-center and do a couple of nights in Tirana, which I was extremely surprised with. It's a beautiful city, cosmopolitan.
Is it really the Maldives though, Ciara? Because the TikTok videos that I see tells me that Albania is the new Maldives.
Ah, Jesus, listen, it's no more than going to Thailand and you see all the fabulous pictures with the long boats, and then you turn around and it's nothing but tables and wires and everything behind you. But no, I went down to Dromedae, which is a resort. It's going to be the new Ibiza, but I'd give it another 2 years, 2 to 3 years. Because they're really working on all the 5-star hotels. I went to a festival there a couple of years ago and they were still building the hotel as I was staying in it. So like health and safety over there, I don't think they have it.
Okay, well, good to know. So at this stage, at the 30th of March, should we be booking summer holidays now or hold out in the hope of a last minute deal, Ciara?
You know, I'd nearly be booking sooner rather than later. And rather than looking at, I'd look at different types of destinations. You know, like even for families, like friends of mine now, and one of the holidays that they remember most is like a sailing trip on the Shannon. Like, you can do these on the rivers as well over in France. Like, once you're kind of a little bit off the beaten track, like, there's another place up in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, Dunrail, and that's like a centre park. And I actually had the prices up for the midterm break. Mm. And for a family of five, for 10 nights, it was working out at under €2,000
right.
for the midterm. So the midterms, if you're looking now, I would nearly, if the summer holidays are kind of like really pushing the budget under, I'd actually look at different dates. Like, look at the midterm, because you'll get cruises, you'll get the river cruises and the ocean cruises, much better value, because obviously you're taking a little bit more chance with the weather. But the way the weather is at the moment, nobody knows. Like, I'm looking out here now in Frankfurt and there's blue skies and very few clouds, you know, so... It's just a look of the draw, unfortunately.
Now, listeners wondering, what about the does incognito mode cheat the actual system? My wife swears that it does, says this texter.
To be honest, it does. And the reason I say that and the kind of proof behind it is, if you're ever on a website and you're dropping cookies, they're following the cookies to see where you're going to go next. So they're basically reading the type of like surfing that you're doing on the website. What I would say as well, just as kind of like, if there's a family of, say, five or six going, and you see that there's like two seats or three seats left at a certain price. I've done this for clients in the past and it works fantastic. You go in and you put the five seats in, but then you book three at the lower price and then you book the other two at the slightly higher price. So you're still saving money and then you're able to book all your seats together then as well. But turning off your cookies, deleting your browsing history, it does work to a certain extent. But to be honest with you, Andre, it's more about the algorithms. Like, these airlines have the technology now that they know when people are browsing, they know the times that people are looking to travel. And what I've done in the past, especially with cruises, and this is a really good tip, if you're flying in and you're taking a cruise, say, from Rome, and you're flying in the day of the cruise in order to connect with it, that flight on its own could be €350 to €400 just for that flight. If you flew out the day previous, you'd be paying €150. Now, it's not going to cost you €200 or €250 for one night's accommodation, and you're going to get to see more of the place as well. So there's loads of little hacks, you know, to try and get around all this.
Listeners wondering as well about the time of the day that you actually search for flights, and even what day of the week. Does it, like, you know, I don't know why they seem to think would it be more expensive if you were looking at a weekend.
Well, travel time is a big thing.
No, so sorry, I mean if you're browsing. Sorry, apologies. If you're browsing for the flight at a weekend, I wouldn't have thought that would make any odds.
No, it doesn't make it. Well, the only reason it would make a difference is that everybody was getting on a browsing at the weekend. Then the algorithms of the flights, the airlines' websites, they'd actually cop on to that. They know, because they have the bots there and they can tell how many people are on, say, looking for a flight, say, Dublin to Malaga, for example. And if the demand is high and they see bookings coming through, obviously they're going to want to make more money. So they're going to up the price of the flight.
Listeners asking, 087 1400 106 is the number. Does leaving the booking of the flight until the last minute, does that really ramp up the price, or is it just a myth?
It does definitely ramp up the price, because it's that, like, I've had clients in the past that have had to get over to London and they've paid €600. So that flight, they could be sitting beside someone that paid 10 or 15 euros, but that has booked way in advance. And there's, like, there's different types of fares as well, Andrea, especially when you're looking at long-haul calls, consolidated fares that an awful lot of travel agents would get, that you could have a deposit. So there's loads of different options. People think that an awful lot of flights are instant purchase, but there's actually deposit fares as well, which is great because it gives people more flexibility then as well. They can book way in advance and then kind of be paying off as they go. And then once the tickets are issued within a certain amount of days before travel, it's absolutely perfect.
Yeah. And in terms of looking for accommodation, like, some listeners telling us about great deals that they got through the hotel provider's own websites, than rather than actually using some of the booking sites. Like, I know people say that, but God, I'm yet to find a deal booking directly with any of these accommodation providers, Kira.
Well, to be honest, I'll give you a prime example. Yeah, I booked into a hotel there myself in Rome last week. And I booked one of the suppliers that we use. And when I went onto the hotel's website directly, it was actually €20 more expensive without the breakfast. So me as a travel agent, I was able to get a better deal than what the hotel were offering directly. And they said that their price couldn't be beaten. It was one of these, like, book with us and we'll guarantee you the lowest price. And it just wasn't the case. I was able to get a better value myself. So I would advise, yeah, do a certain amount of shopping around. But because we have the buying power as travel agents, it's a fantastic way to go. Mm. And it's literally like people come in, tell us what they're looking for, and we do all the work for them. You know, it's not like they're spending hours trawling on the internet looking for the deals themselves. Like, this is what we do for a living. I live and breathe travel now. I absolutely love it. And I'm constantly looking for the best deal for clients.
So your I suppose, one recommendation for families, maybe with young children, Kira, for this summer, where would you suggest they go?
That's a good question. There's so many different options. It depends on what type of family. Like, an awful lot of families will consider a summer holiday, including a beach. But there's so many different, like, I find now an awful lot the emphasis is on activity. So if you have a family and the kids are into the GAA or they're into the football or whatever, do a holiday like that. Like, do the likes of France. Like, the Euro camps are fantastic. And some of the value that you get on them sites, or even the likes of Croatia, like you have the Zlatan Holiday Resort. There's a lot of value there because they have the bigger mobile homes as well for the bigger families.
Yeah.
You know, whereas I find the most popular places are the ones that really do hike up the price. Like, as I said, I mentioned Albania and Slovenia, and there's even the likes of the Netherlands, and coolcations now are becoming a thing as well. So people, like, families don't want the really hot kind of the summer heat in maybe Spain or Portugal. I'd advise them to go further north, or even the likes of Germany. You know, like, the Germans have, like, the whole kind of, not the camping, but the mobile home option.
Yeah, and yet you know, so rarely hear people actually talking typically about Germany for a summer holiday. It usually tends to be France or Italy. For the moment, though, Kira, plenty of advice for listeners to consider. Kira Mooney, owner of Freedom Travel, thanks a million for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.